secret agent man. Secret agent man. They're giving you a number and taking away your name.
Yeah, man. He's a secret agent man. It's Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. Any artist, any song, anything. Alan in North Carolina requested Johnny Rivers and Secret Agent Man. Now, you know, in the past, Dan, when we've done the misheard lyrics, that has been misheard as Secret Asian Man.
Yes.
So.
I have to say, I don't think I actually have told Vic this story. We visited his Lady Gaga Mariano's a couple months ago.
Was she there?
No, no.
But Vic was drunk at the end of the bar.
We were in the area, and so we were hungry, so we stopped in for some food. And not only was it Vic's Lady Gaga Mariano's, but I can see clearly now The Rain Has Gone was playing over the loudspeaker when we walked in. And I'm like, this is the weirdest damn thing.
Yeah, I can see clearly now Lorraine Has Gone, which is another classic in the misheard lyrics.
Tie that all in.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A good story, man.
Oh, man. All right.
You should have called. I live right down the street.
Next time I will.
Yeah. Yeah. Call him up, have him come down, hang out at the bar at Mariano's.
Yeah, it's a good time.
No, I don't doubt it.
It's a
listen,
very nice
hey,
Mariano's. Yeah, I'm very impressed.
When I was a drinking man, I'd drink anywhere. So I'm not passing any judgment at all, man.
They got a great salad bar.
Yeah, no, Mariano's is good.
I eat there regularly.
Yeah, you have one near you.
Sorta.
Yeah, I know. Nope, I know exactly where. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the
I've tried to be
is.
Fancy there, and I've gotten they do the seafood.
Mm-hmm.
They do like a platter.
Okay,
it's a pretty tiny platter.
Oh,
but
right.
You feel real fancy because you're sitting at like a seafood bar.
It's interesting because you know because I shop at the Jewels, as you all know. I have loyalty to JoJo, my main man JoJo. By the way, Esmeralda, did you see the picture of Anthony Rizzo hanging out with JoJo?
I think I did. Was it a while back?
A couple weeks ago. Yeah,
yeah,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I did.
He went to like a thing. The Cubs had a day. I think it was during the All-Star break. Right, Dan? Wasn't it? Because he had a couple of days off. Was it that long ago?
Yeah, it might have been a little bit
closer.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a few weeks ago, and the Cubs had an off day, so he ended up going to an event, and JoJo was there.
Oh, wait, I did.
And Rizzo smiles all the time. Anthony Rizzo is like the happiest. He's not only one of the best baseball players in the majors and is having a killer year and he rules the planet, but he's also like the happiest dude ever. He's always smiling. And he's got a smile on his face when he's meeting JoJo that's just lovely.
And this just reminded me because I thought of you when I first saw this. It says JoJo's biggest fan
is
Anthony Rizzo. And I was like,
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Anthony. We might have to fight over JoJo.
Be careful.
Did I tell you the story?
Anthony Rizzo looks huge.
Oh, he'd kill me in two. Are you kidding me? He'd pick me up and bust me over his knee. But he's such a nice. He's just like Chris Bryant got hit by a pitch last night, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hit in the wrist. And that's owie. That's like a 95-mile-an-hour fastball going off the bone below your wrist. You know, that's not fun.
Yeah.
So they took him out of the game. This was late in the game. They took him out, probably, you know, x-rays and stuff. We haven't heard anything, have we? Has anything come down the pike about Bryant's condition?
I have not seen anything.
Because they took him out. You got to do the standard x-rays just to see if anything is busted. So they had to move Rizzo from first over to third. Now, he's never played third base before, Rizzo. He always plays first, but they had to put him in there. So, like, during the half inning, he only played for, like, one inning. It was at the end of the game. So they put him at third. He's never played third before. All he does is laugh the whole time he's there. He's, like, looking at, you know, like, because normally he's on the other side of the field at first. But he's playing third base, and he's just like, you know, like, waiting for the ball to get hit to him so he can smile. But anyway, I got to tell you this quick story concerning Anthony Rizzo, Esmeralda. Now, as you know, I kind of like Elizabeth Moss, just a little,
mm-hmm.
just a teeny. Well, Elizabeth Moss, by the way, if you don't know, she's like my favorite actress right now. And she just appeared in Handmaid's Tale, which is probably the best show of 2017. and she's fantastic on it. And if she doesn't win the Emmy, there is no justice. That's all I'm saying. She's just incredible actress. And if you've not seen the movie Queen of Earth, it's a low budget movie from a couple of years ago. One of the best performances I've ever seen in my life. Elizabeth Moss is one of my favorites. She's got Top of the Lake coming out, the second season of Top of the Lake on Sundance, which is coming out in about a month, and that's going to be great. So anyway, she's awesome. She also happens to be, Esmeralda, a massive Cubs fan. And, like, there's a picture of her on the set of Handmaid's Tale. Did you watch Handmaid's Tale, Esmeralda?
I haven't, no.
Okay. It's not, you know, I know that you don't like things that are depressing, and this one, particularly because you're a woman, it's going to be even more difficult for you to watch it.
Yeah, I've had a lot of friends watch it, and they're just like, oh.
It's phenomenal, but it's not, this is not pleasant. It's not pleasant TV viewing, especially if you're a woman. So anyway, she, you know, it's a very unpleasant experience. Her character goes through a lot in this show, like really bad stuff. And there's a picture of her on the set where she's got the crazy bonnet on, you know, because they have to wear those bonnets on the show. You know that, right, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
And she's got, like, a big bruise and blood on her forehead because she gets smacked around in the final episode. And she's got the blood and the bruise makeup on. She's got the bonnet, but instead of, like, her regular costume, she's wearing the Cubs Win the World Series t-shirt, an official Cubs Win the World Series t-shirt. And she's smiling from ear to ear with blood all over her forehead.
Cool.
I'll send the picture to you because they took it, like, right after. It was the day after the Cubs won the World Series. And she's like, yay! And if you've seen the final episode of Handmaid's Tale, how can she be in a good mood while filming that? I'll never know. I guess it took the Cubs to win the World Series for her to get through it, because it's such horrendous stuff happens to her character. But anyways, it's a great picture of her doing that. And then she appeared on one of the talk shows. I want to say it was Kimmel. It was Kimmel. And just promoting, you know, the Handmaid's Tale and that she's nominated for an Emmy and all that stuff. And Kimmel asked her, how did you find out that you won the Emmy? Or that you won. I'm just seeing into the future of what's obvious. How did you find out you got nominated? And as Elizabeth Moss is like, well, you know, I was asleep and my phone was going crazy. And there were like a ton of texts and messages and stuff. And I just went straight to the first text from my agent, because that's the one that would probably be the most accurate. You know what I mean? You go to your agent first, because that's the person who's clearly going to tell you whether or not you were nominated. So she goes to her agent and she goes to the message from her agent. She clicks on it and it's just a GIF of a shirtless Anthony Rizzo smiling and putting a ball in a glove and taking it out and putting in a ball in the glove, just smiling shirtless in the dugout. No words. Her agent said no words. Just sent that GIF. And Elizabeth Moss said, I knew I'd got nominated for an Emmy because she sent me the greatest, happiest GIF of all time. A shirtless Anthony Rizzo. So last week, Elizabeth Moss sang the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley. Okay? So she was here, and they interviewed her beforehand on the field, and she was talking about how, you know, she's been a Cub fan. Her mom's like, it's like fourth generation Cub fan. She loves the Cubs. She's nervous to sing the seventh inning stretch. She just can't wait to do it. And then she's like, and now I'm really, really shaking because I'm going to meet Anthony Rizzo. And her voice cracked, and she was shaking. It was adorable. It was adorable. So anyway, so Rizzo gets to hang out with Elizabeth Moss and JoJo. Color me jealous. And, you know, there's a really great engineer named Dave Miska, who does the engineering for the home games at Wrigley for the radio broadcast. OK, he does what Matt Bolts used to do. So he's like the engineer there. And I'm friends with Dave on Facebook, you know. So Dave posts a picture. Dave Miska posts a picture on his Facebook page of him and Elizabeth Moss in the radio booth. So I of course leave the comment, you lucky bastard. And like he replies to my comment, he goes, I knew I'd hear from you, Nick. Yeah, that's my future ex-wife, man. Take it easy.
Maybe you'll all run into each other at a Jewel.
Me and JoJo Rizzo and Elizabeth Moss. That's gonna happen. And
you just talk to JoJo, maybe he'll hook you up.
That's right. JoJo can do, he's our go-between.
It's your mutual friend.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be fantastic to see a picture of JoJo on the set of Handmaid's Tale? That would be the greatest.
He's got a chair and he's just sitting there.
Put a bonnet on him.
He's in the background.
All right. Things are just getting weird now. All right.
John from Cortland lets us know the x-rays were negative, by the way.
Yeah. All right. All right. Chris is all right. All right. We have to break. But we're going to talk about weird records. There's a two men ride the entire Boston subway system in record-breaking time. Esmeralda, that's their pursuit of Guinness fame. Two men ride the entire Boston subway system in record-breaking time. We'll talk about that and then weird Guinness World Records and all kinds of cool stuff. So everybody hang on. And if anybody has any JoJo stories that they'd like to share or Elizabeth Moss encounters. all right, we have to break. We have to break now. And we'll come back and we'll talk world records.